Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Trinity Talks. My name is Kyla, and I'm the Online Engagement Director here at Trinity. And at Trinity, back in September, we started this brand new program called the Discipleship Year Program, which is a gap year opportunity for students to come and spend a year diving into scripture, learning some ministry skills, and just sort of getting a sense of what it might be that God is calling them to, whether that's ministry here in the church or out in the community. And so I am excited this week to sit down with two of our DY students. So thank you for joining me on the podcast, folks.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, so maybe we'll just start. I'll ask you to introduce yourself and maybe say, why were you interested in joining this program? So maybe we'll start here.
My name's Honorius. The reason why I joined this program was just to take the next step in my spiritual and faith journey. Mm-hmm. So I felt like it was a good opportunity for me. And also, the last year, I wasn't here so much on Sundays because I had to work to look for tuition and the like. So I feel like it would help me fill that gap that the what I missed mm-hmm. between that time. And so I felt like it was a very good opportunity for me to get back on track.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, a really good opportunity to grow deeper in your faith.
Exactly.
And get more connected to the church, right? Yeah, that's great. And what about for you?
Well, I'm Johanna, and when I was graduating, I knew I wanted to take a gap year. It was just a matter of what am I going to do in that gap year, I guess.
Sure.
So I thought about a couple different things, you know, like trip to Europe or whatever. And I just decided that I wanted to be more involved at church. And so when I heard about the discipleship program, I applied and I got it. And I was like, oh my God, this is great. And I just thought it would be a great opportunity for me to not just gain experience in the ministries I chose, so like administration and media production, but also to be in church more. Because before, I used to find it a lot easier to skip every other Sunday. You know, I wouldn't be here as often.
Sure.
And that kind of stunted, I think, my growth in faith. But now I'm here all the time, and it's been really good for helping me feel more connected to God.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and for both of you, you were sort of already connected to Trinity in some ways, but obviously through this program, you've gone a little bit deeper and be able to get more connections. So that's really cool. So what does this DY program look like? So in a typical week, what do you do as part of the program? Maybe we'll start with you, Johanna. What does it look like for you?
Well, for me, I'm here a lot. I pretty much live here. But if I'm not here in the office helping out with like scheduling volunteers or clearing files and things like that, then I'm probably in the sanctuary restocking the pews with like our connect cards that we have and things like that. Or I'm in the little like media production room, probably working on something on Adobe. And then I also volunteer here and there in the church. So like we have our community meals, of course. I've volunteered there, or like just a lot of little things at the church that happen. I kind of just float around and help where I can. So yeah, typical week is really, it really depends, but sure. I try to be here a lot because I really enjoy it.
Okay. Yeah. Great. What about for you, Honor?
For me, I'm here mostly with media. So on Sundays, I volunteer with the media department, and a little bit in the different departments. I've done volunteering at Coffee Hour and Christmas in the Village. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a little bit here and there, but basically we have 8 to 10 hours of class. So we do 2 days of class per week, and then we have 8 to 10 hours of volunteer work. So that's what it looks like.
Okay. You know, okay. Yeah. And so you mentioned you have, you know, these 8 to 10 hours of class time. So what does that typically look like? What are you talking about or learning during that time?
In class, there's a lot. It's scripture focused. So so far we've looked at discipleship, what it means, how to go about it, prayer, how to pray, the different kinds of prayer, and also we've looked at hospitality, because of course being a volunteer, there's a lot of hospitality and a lot of things you do around church, around mm-hmm. hospitality, right? So, yeah, that kind of, but most of it is looking at the scripture and how it connects to all these different aspects of life.
Right.
Yeah.
We also just kind of get to also chat. Like, we do a lot of, how it's typically structured, I guess, is like we pray at the beginning, we check in with each other. It's just very like, just almost like a small group, but mm-hmm. just our own. And lately we've been watching movies too. So I've been really enjoying that. Just like some Christian movies and talking about what we've learned through them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, just Erican's a great teacher, and I've really learned a lot since starting the program, and stuff that I didn't even know I didn't know just comes off her tongue like so fast, and I was like, wow, I never thought about that ever in my life. Thank you for saying that. So yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really amazing how the classes go. Like she said, you just talk about life, pray, worship, and praise sometimes, although Erican basically does most of that.
Because she sings like, what does she call them? Like, hymns, sings choruses, I think, and yeah, hymns and stuff.
Okay.
And but I have zero experience with that.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Okay. So when she's singing, I'm just like, this is great. But but I never actually joined it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. And it's always helpful, like, you know, to talk to her about what's going on and get some spiritual as well as elderly advice mm-hmm. on the different aspects of life. So yeah, I think it's amazing not just learning about the scripture but also knowing how to go about with life. So mm-hmm. yeah, I think it's really amazing. It's an amazing program, and Erican is a great teacher.
Yeah, she's very supportive.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you're learning all these things, but you also sounds like you're really building a community,
exactly.
right? And you're learning to support one another and
right.
and to find that help and direction that you need, which is, that's super awesome. You know, that I feel like as we go through life, we like accumulate these different leaders and mentors in different moments. And so, yeah, to have this experience where Erican becomes like a mentor to you is something that's really good, and it's going to help you as you move forward, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So as you think about all of these different things that you have learned, these different things that you've been doing, is there one sort of lesson or one key learning that stands out to you?
For me, let's see. I will start with the media.
Mm-hmm.
It has been amazing learning stuff out of the class, mm-hmm. like in the media room. Learning how to switch cameras, how to troubleshoot. And I have an amazing trainer in Alex. So it has been amazing. He talks a lot of technical terms, which is crazy and hard to keep up with, but but I'm trying my best. And I think I've learned a lot from that. The next for me this year is editing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that, but I think it has been amazing learning a lot in a lot of what goes on in the media room and learning to troubleshoot and be able to not have him or depend on him, you know, to show me around. Yeah, so that has been amazing. And in class, I would say learning how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think it's something I'm good at, but the fact that we had a couple of lessons from both Erican and Pastor Rob, and what I learned from that is that prayer is not like, it's not something you have to learn to do right. It's just speaking what comes from your heart and just speaking honestly and authentically with God, and just letting him know how you feel. So I think that was an amazing part of that I learned, and I think I'm slowly building that up, and
and I think you're underselling yourself a little bit as I think about your own growth in our media production tech, you know, to be going from, you know, not doing too much to, you know, running our cameras, and now when Alex is away, you run our Sunday morning live stream.
Right.
You know, and so to be able to learn all of those skills in a few months is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. And what about for you, Johanna? What are some of the big learnings?
Okay, so in class, Erica just, she has a way of teaching where it's like, I don't know, she just says these things, and she always ties it back to the Bible. It's like she has it, like, back of her hand. Like, she just knows everything. Not everything, but, like, but it feels like it. And so I just have a bunch of quotes that she said in class. Like, one of them that I really liked was that it's impossible to come to Christ and not be changed in some way, if you remember that one. Yeah. And that was, like, towards the beginning of the program, and I was like, but like, it's only been like 5 months, and I don't know, I really do feel like I have changed. And just yesterday we were talking about how Christians are differentiated from the world. And that's such a big topic and such a big question, like, how am I different from the world? But through talking about it and just everything that I've learned in the past 5 months, I can comfortably say that I think I'm on the right path. And so, yeah, that's been something that I really enjoyed learning and discussing in our Bible classes. And for my placement, Adobe Premiere Pro. It's so, like, it's so good. And I'm learning so many shortcuts that I didn't know you could do. I always take the long way because I don't know the buttons. But now I do. And it's just, it makes things a lot faster. So I've been doing a lot of editing for stuff. And, like, oh my gosh, I get to take pictures for, like, just random things, and it's just nice to see, I guess, my work being put on the Instagram page, on the Facebook page, and yeah, I just really enjoy that placement.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so both of you have sort of done your placements in the media production sort of world, and as well as some of the administration stuff,
but yeah,
of course there are lots of options, right? Yeah. There are lots of different things that are happening in a church, so if there's other students who are interested in our DY program, you know, there's children's ministry, there's hospitality, there's, you said you helped with community meals and things like that. So there's lots of different ministry options for sure.
Yeah, a lot. Like when I was first, I guess, applying for the program and I was scrolling on the website to see what the options were, it was like, paralysis, like, oh, how, there's so many choices, which one do I pick? So I picked two because I couldn't decide on just the one, and I've been enjoying those too, so I'm glad with the choice I made.
Yeah, no, that's great. So you mentioned that Erican said, you know, it's impossible to come to Christ and not be changed. And so as each of you sort of reflect on these past 5 months, how have you seen your relationship with Christ or your relationship with God change? What sort of growth have you seen?
Mostly, I'm learning more and more how to pray authentically. But also, whenever I pray, I've learned to let God and let go. That is something that learning from class, a lot of times through our faith, we want God to do what we want.
Yes.
At whatever time we want, right? Yep. So I've learned that usually his answer is yes, no, or not yet. But also to let him take control, and his timing is the best. So I'm learning to depend on him for that, and not always, you know, be stressed out about something and want it whenever I want it, right?
Sure. Yeah. And that can be really hard lesson to learn.
Hard. Yes.
And
yes,
I think it's one of those lessons that we keep learning throughout our whole life, right? You know, we think we've got it figured out, and then the next big challenge comes, and we, oh, wait.
Exactly.
No, I'm still trusting in me again.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'd say sort of the same, I guess, because I'm just someone, naturally, I like to be in control, a bit of a control freak, you know? People say, like, go with the flow, and I'm like, what time does that start? Because I can't just let it happen. And so I've been learning to just trust in God more and just rely on him more versus my own understanding of what's going on, because I have no idea what the future looks like. Only he does. And Erican says, what is it? PUSH, the acronym, pray until something happens.
Yeah.
And that's been really good for me because I get to just pray, give it to God, and like, whatever happens, happens. And I just try to accept the answers that he gives me to my prayers. And it's worked out pretty good so far, actually. So I'm going to keep doing that.
Yeah, no, that's great. What would you say has been your favorite part of being part of this DY program? Is there a particular memory that stands out to you, or just something that you're continuing to think about?
I'd say the media that has been amazing. We have a great team, and it has been really fun to interact. And also, I remember Christmas in the village. That was fun too. Being able to help out and, you know, see all the people come together and interact with all different people. You learn a lot interacting with different people, especially in church. Yeah, so I think one is media, and then the other one is interacting with people in church. It's amazing. Yeah, it's an amazing feeling. Yeah,
definitely the people part. As for like a specific memory, there's so many, but a more like general thing is I've been coming to this church for a while now, like a year or so-ish, I'm not sure, but I don't know, it's just like you go to the service and you go to coffee hour and then you kind of just go home. But now that I'm here all the time, I get to see people so much more, and I get to remember their faces, actually, and also remember their names, because I'm more of a faces than names person.
Sure.
And like, but it's also a bit hard because, you know, there's only one me. They only have one name to remember.
Right.
I kind of, there's so many people, I can't remember everyone's name. So sorry if I don't say hi to you. I probably just am avoiding you because I don't know what to say to you.
But probably that's what everyone says, right?
There's
me and then a couple of us.
Yeah, but like I feel so much more connected to this congregation because it's like, I don't know, I'll see someone, or even like a freaking like Shoppers Drug Mart, I'll be like, oh my god, hi, you know. Or just like after service, it'll be someone that I spoke to at coffee hour the other day, or someone that I volunteered with for like we had the welcome dinner thing a while ago. Like just seeing people and being, I'm not gonna, just like friendly with them is just really nice to have, and it's just a nice point of like social interaction that I just get all the time, and it's great.
It gives us this opportunity to build community. You talked about building community, you know, with the two of you and Ericam, but also you get to build community with the rest of the church too, right? Which is super cool. So this is our first year in the DY program, but of course it's something that we're continuing, and we want to invite more folks to join us in. So if there's someone out there who's listening and thinking about this DY, this discipleship year program, what might you say to them?
Do it.
Okay. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it. Don't hesitate. Don't overthink it. Just join, and you'll have a great time, because I don't know. Like when I started, I had all these thoughts of like, how's the program going to go? What am I going to do? Am I going to learn a lot or a little? Like, I don't know. Just so many thoughts about like, and anxieties too. But once you just, like, the only way to do something is to just do it. The only way to start is to start. So you might not know everything at the start. I knew a lot of nothing. But afterwards, you get really good, and then you build on that good until you're great. And then it's like, you leave the program, and you're like, wow, I actually grew a lot more than I even expected to. And
anything you want to add to that, Honor?
Nope. That's it. Just do it.
Yeah,
I think it's an amazing program. We need more students though, so that would be more fun.
Sure.
I think.
Yeah,
but it's an amazing way to grow spiritually and learn about a fun way to learn about the scriptures. So yeah, just do it.
A fun way to learn about scriptures, to build community, and to learn some like really practical skills too.
Yeah.
Right? Like learning how to use Adobe Premiere Pro and how to do video switching and all of these cool things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, lots to be gained from participating, for sure. And so if you are listening and you're interested in learning more about this Discipleship Year program, you can check out our website, trinitystreetsville.org. And there will be a link in the video description, the podcast description, that will take you directly to our Discipleship Year page so that you can learn more and hopefully join us in September. So we will see you next week.